You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Right this way, dear. You're starting at such a good time. We just renovated the whole building. Don't you love it?
Sure. Honestly, I love having a job.
Well, we are so glad you've joined us. Look, you can see the whole office from here. Isn't the place just not complete without one more person?
Yeah, I guess not. Thanks.
Oh, I know everyone's doing the open plan thing, but ours is extra special, isn't it? And now your bright, shining face out there, this is going to work out perfectly.
I hope so. What? Did you hear?
Here's the kitchen. Can you believe the size of that fridge? You can store years worth of food in there. But please don't.
No, of course not.
We clear it out every Friday.
Okay.
But do use it. Let's see. Kitchen, bathrooms, printers, what else?
My cubicle?
Workstation. And lucky you, it's right next to the wellness room. You'll get your key as soon as you've settled in.
Okay, cool. Did you hear that?
Nope. Now, be sure to make the desk your own. Just don't put anything on that shelf. Or that one. Okay, welcome to Authentica.
Thank you so much.
Hello there. You're the new girl?
What? Men. Yes. Hi.
I'm 575. My station's over by the windows. Best spot. If you have any questions, I've been here a long time. Longer than just about anyone.
Nice to meet you. Actually, I was wondering, what's that room?
The wellness room?
I guess so.
Your last job didn't have one?
No, I've never seen one.
Any of your old companies still around?
Huh? Oh, no. I mean, with the storms, most of them moved out of town.
Well, there you go. Excuse me. I should get back to work.
Oh, okay.
See ya.
Work. Right. Here we go.
A new workplace is full of unfamiliar faces, sights, and sounds. But every office has its usual suspects, and anyone eager to stay employed gets to know the lay of the land as quickly and enthusiastically as they can. Of course, that land isn't always what it seems, especially in Uncanny County.
How was your first day, babe?
Fine. I mean, good.
Hopefully this one will stick, huh?
It's not my fault those three companies had to shut down in 2 years.
Hey, I know. I just meant that it's good to have the income and something to do with your day.
I know. I'm sorry. It seems like a nice place. New renovation. Amenities. Honestly, I don't know how they can afford it when everyone else is struggling to stay open.
Somebody's got to make money, I guess.
Sure, but the tornadoes, the floods. Don't you sometimes feel like God is telling us to get out of here?
Well, thanks to those storms, my road crew will never run out of work. And that means I can buy the ingredients for this lasagna that you're hardly touching.
You're right. Thank you for making dinner.
Of course, God isn't helping out so much on the health insurance, so really, please don't leave this job.
I won't. I can't even imagine leaving unless they make me.
They'll love you.
Yeah, they will.
Are you settling in, dear?
Absolutely.
Did you put some snacks in the fridge?
Not yet.
Well, you should. You should really settle in. We want to keep you here.
Thanks. I want to stay.
Well, good. 575 is getting an early start today, I see. Good for him.
Hey, I was wondering, could you tell me a little more about that room?
The wellness room? Don't worry, you'll get your key as soon as it's ready. The silly girl before you took hers with her. Now we'll never get it back. But you'll be careful.
Of course. I will.
All right, let's get back to work. New girl! Live to see her second day.
Woman, yes, I sure did.
That desk has been empty for too long.
No need to bring up the past, 575.
Got your lunch in the fridge, new girl?
Yes.
And snacks?
Bringing those in tomorrow.
Great!
575, you're out of the room, right? This is supposed to be my time slot.
Sorry, fire safety warden. I'm out now. Go ahead. You know the girl who used to sit here?
Had some lovely decorations. Don't forget to bring some in.
Cool. I will.
Lovely. Now, 575, why don't I just walk you back to your desk?
I think I can handle it. See you, ladies.
Phew. What a week.
How about going over to Old Smokey's for a little celebration?
Actually, can we just go home?
Huh? We always go to Smokey's on Friday.
I know. I just don't feel like it tonight.
Why not?
I'm tired. And the others...
Others who?
Everyone from Authentica? They're going over there for a beer.
To Smokey's? Right now? Well, hey, that's perfect! Networking! They invited you, right?
Oh, they definitely invited me.
So what's the problem?
I don't know! They're so nice, mostly, but there's just something weird about that place.
Weird?
Yes! I mean, why is everyone using the wellness room to scream every day?
Maybe it makes them feel better.
And why don't I know anyone's real name? Like, I think 575 is the Richard Perkins I've been emailing, but I'm not sure. That's not normal, is it?
People have nicknames, honey. And maybe if you grabbed a beer with them, you'd feel better. Get your own nickname, even.
Oh, I have a nickname. New Girl. It's all, hey, New Girl, why don't you have any pictures up? And, New Girl, why don't you have more snacks in the... Oh, no.
What?
I forgot to clean my stuff out of the fridge. We have to clean it out every Friday before we leave.
I'm pretty sure you're overreacting.
Honestly, I don't think I am. These people are really into that fridge. Like, as much as the wellness room.
So, what, you need me to drive you back?
Yes.
Are we allowed in after hours?
I'm not sure.
Good gravy. I love you, but I swear you have some kind of workplace curse.
I'm sorry. I just really think it'll be bad if I don't get my hummus out of there tonight.
At the same job since I was 16. No problems with anyone.
And as soon as I get my snacks, we'll go to Smokey's, okay?
Sure thing. You didn't tell me how fancy this place was.
You think so?
Don't you? Everything's shiny, clean.
Yeah, really clean. Funny, they go on and on about settling in, but everything is cold and impersonal.
I'd kill to work in a place like this.
Kitchen's right over here.
Ah, the famous wellness room!
Get away from there!
Why don't you like this again?
I don't... It's not... Just stop, okay? I don't have a key anyway.
They sure keep it locked tight.
Please don't do that!
Jeez, okay. Say, show me your desk.
Oh, it's right here.
So close to the wellness room.
Are you being sarcastic?
I like this little stuffed dog.
I've had that for years.
Really personalizes the workstation. Come on, let's go bond with your colleagues. I can't wait to meet this 575 guy. Oh, cool, look at your name tag.
Oh, that's new.
It actually says new girl. Maybe next week you'll get promoted to girl.
Actually, I really don't feel like going out tonight.
First round's on me, new girl!
You're being paranoid. Just take your hummus and go consume alcohol until you can't think anymore, like a normal person.
Good morning. How was your weekend? Goes by too quick, am I right?
It was really nice, thank you. How was yours? Yeah, I'm so sorry. Somehow, I don't think I ever got your name.
Oh. HR is fine. I'm your HR rep, and I like cats. See my pins? This one looks like my first cat. This one looks like the baby.
Those are nice pins. What are your cat's names?
First and Baby?
I used to have a cat. Maple. I miss him.
Well, bring in a picture. See that part of your tack board? That's for personal photo. Oh, dear.
What?
Is that your little dog there next to your computer?
Yeah. He's my desk pet.
But I thought you said you used to have a cat.
I did.
Well, isn't that confusing? You might not want to confuse people like that.
Hey, New Girl. HR, did you hear about New Girl? She likes hard cider. Put away four of them at Smokey's on Friday.
Oh, you went to Smokey's with the gang? Oh, that's wonderful. All you need is your wellness room key and we'll be all settled in.
You know, I've been thinking, I don't really need the wellness room. Everyone else seems to love it so much. See? And I'm settled in fine. You don't have to worry about me.
But your wellness...
You gotta get yourself through the day.
You really need... what do the kids call it?
Self-care?
Yes, that's it. You have to practice self-care. In the wellness room.
Really? I'm fine. Look, I'm putting the dog away, and I just ordered some hummus for my spot in the fridge, and I'll bring in a picture of Maple tomorrow. Where did you say I can put it again?
The upper left quadrant. There's a standard issue push pin.
Of course, I see it. And look, it's yellow, my favorite color.
But you've never worn yellow once.
She will, though, won't you, New Girl?
Yes. I think I have... Sure, yes, I'll wear yellow tomorrow.
And eat hummus?
Yes. At 3 o'clock, I'll have a snack. Every day.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Just wonderful. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Hey, what's up? You taking lunch early today?
Yeah, I have to go to the mall. I need some yellow clothes. And I'm picking up a picture of Maple from the drugstore.
Maple? Why?
It's a really long story. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi. You know, while I'm still me.
What about that yellow dress you have?
That's for, like, summer weddings. I think I can get a cardigan or scarf or something. That'll probably fix it.
Hang on, fix what?
I don't know! I'm just really trying to fit in at Authentica.
They love you. And we'll go out again with everyone on Friday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good.
Good luck at the mall, darling. You'd look cute in a yellow potato sack.
Do they sell those?
Her key is here. Don't bother her.
Calm down. I know how important it is she stays.
I don't think you do.
You and I both know I understand wellness better than anyone else here.
Let's just keep corporate happy, okay?
That's the job. Look, she put up her cat photo.
Yes, unfortunate looking creature.
We can't all be supermodels like First and Baby.
Very funny. Oh, good morning, dear.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I was just so excited to give you this.
A key card for... Oh.
Your time slot is 11:15 in the morning.
Right. Okay.
Look at the time. I should be getting in there. Congrats, New Girl. Don't lose that key.
I won't.
So... You seem, did you get enough sleep last night, dear?
Probably not.
Well, that's a really lovely dress you're wearing. A bit formal, but just a beautiful shade of yellow.
You know, HR, I was thinking I might try wearing pink tomorrow.
Huh. But you're off to such a good start, dear. With the yellow. You're our young, cheerful, healthy-eating new girl, right?
Right.
This is going to be a wonderful day. Why don't you just see how you feel after you finally get some wellness time? I'm sure that'll set you straight.
I guess that's the plan.
Sure is.
Okay. Here we go. Light switch. Okay. Oh! Oh! It's a really big hole. Hello, hole? Void? Gaping maw of blackness? I'm the new girl around here. So, I don't really know how this is supposed to work. I'll just sit in this chair, okay? Stop talking to the hole. I'm just being polite. That's nice. Is that a tune? I guess this is sort of pleasant.
Yellow.
HR?
New girl.
Stop that! Ugh! Oh. Was that 5 minutes? Okay. I guess I'll get back to work.
How'd it go in there, new girl?
Hey, 575. It was great. How are you today?
Just fine. Thank you. Get those reports done yet?
I was just going to finish up on them now. I feel so energized.
That's wonderful. Make the most of it. And if you start getting tired, don't forget to have a snack. Hummus, right?
That's right. I really love hummus.
Sure you do. And hard cider.
Nice talking to you, 575.
Glad to have you aboard.
What's this in the trash, honey? Your little stuffed dog from work?
Hmm? Oh, I guess so.
You're throwing it away?
Hmm. I don't like dogs.
Since when? You liked Fred and Ginger.
Who?
My dogs, when we met. Babe, are you okay?
I'm just trying to finish the dishes, so I can get back to my email.
Really? I'm exhausted. Don't you want to finish our show and go to bed?
I'm not tired at all.
No, I can see that you're not. You look especially perky, in fact, lately.
Thank you.
Say, tomorrow's Friday, right? We going to Smokey's?
Oh, sure. I have 4 hard ciders waiting for me.
4, huh?
That's what I always put away when I'm out with the gang.
Well, sometimes you have an IPA or gin fizz.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Sometimes.
That really doesn't sound like me.
Okay, then. So I'll pick you up at 5?
Make it 5:05. I got promoted to a second session.
Second session of what?
Finally, all done. Mwah. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Hey, new girl.
I know it's Monday, but come on.
What's going on, 575?
Your girl's hogging the room.
All our employees need their outlet.
Just remind her of the time limit, though.
This doesn't seem excessive.
Huh.
Maybe you were right to worry about her.
No, she's been very consistent. Maybe something happened with that boyfriend of hers over the weekend.
Now that you mention it, they did seem off at Smokey's.
But she was there, right? At Smokey's?
Sure, they both were. But the boyfriend was a little moody.
Controls on the home hours are a problem.
But she did send me emails on Saturday and Sunday, at night, too.
So you're not worried, then?
I'm just watching. Isn't that what you wanted?
Corporate wants us all to look out for each other. And after last time, we especially need to know that you...
Yeah, I know. But if I don't get my wellness session, it's going to be hard to...
Good morning, gang!
Good morning!
What a great day! I can't wait to sit down. Aw, look, 360 is flossing at his desk again. Isn't that hilarious?
He is. Oh, I'd better go tell him.
No, it's fine. Look, I'm the only one who ever notices, and I'm fine, right?
You seem to be just peachy.
That's it. I'm as unbothered as a peach.
Good for you. All right, 575, let's get you into your session. Go see if you can't be as unbothered as Miss Peachy here.
Miss Peachy? That is hilarious, HR. You are really too much.
Why, thank you.
Ladies?
Your one-month review is coming up tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I have my folder. Look, it's yellow. All ready to go.
Perfect. I'll take that and see you at 3 o'clock in my office. Corporate will be calling in.
3 o'clock?
Yes, it's on your calendar, I'm sure.
But 3 o'clock is my snack time.
Of course it is. You can make an exception this once, though, for corporate.
I can?
You can, for corporate.
Corporate. 3 o'clock.
You'll be fine.
Peachy, you mean?
Exactly.
Hey, it's me. I guess you know that. I'm a little worried about my review. If I don't hang on to this job, I don't know what will happen. I don't really feel like yelling today. Okay, fine. Yeah, I guess that is better. Thanks. My boyfriend wants to try to have a kid with me. He said we should go to City Hall, make things official, and then start on a family. I said, no, of course. That just doesn't sound like something I would do. At least, not right now. Or ever? I don't know. How do people know? Right. Of course. I've only been here a month. You know, I wish I could work in this room. It's like I can think clearly. Because there's no one looking at me, I guess? It's just... it's nice to be alone. Behind a closed door. My time isn't up yet. Hey, if I yell some more, can I stay? Yeah, never mind. I don't think I have any more in me. Don't give me a trigger, okay? I'm good for now. I'll be okay out there. Hi, HR.
Oh, my peach of a girl. Look at you, right on time. Early, even. It's 2:59 on the dot.
I always leave my desk at 2:59. You know, for my snack.
We'll get you out of here before your tummy notices, I'm sure.
Thank you. That would be kind.
Good afternoon.
Hello!
Let's review our replacement employee.
Replace?
Our new girl is just great.
Well, she seems to be receptive to our amenities.
Absolutely. Everything is very nice here. Shiny? Huge fridge.
Personal food items are very important to structural morale.
And she's been very diligent with all her tasks. She visits the wellness room at least once a day and is extremely healthy.
Good. I see from the file that you've committed to a favorite color, displayed a pet, and introduced your significant other to the group.
I'm a team player.
She's wearing yellow right now!
As you know, HR, corporate's expectations of this location are high. The renovation was a significant investment.
Oh, we are very aware. We all feel extremely grateful for everything you've done for us.
So grateful.
Compliance is very important.
We know!
I can work extra hours.
Loyalty is very important.
New Girl is loyal!
Totally!
We'll be monitoring closely.
Of course.
Well, can I go have my snack now?
You may. Five, seven, five, you can't bar the door.
I already have. Leave me alone.
What's going on?
It's 575. He's locked himself in the wellness room. Oh, when corporate hears about this.
575? It's New Girl. Are you? Is everything okay?
Obviously not.
Can I come in there?
Why, so you can show me how this is done? I know how it's done. I've been a loyal Authentica employee since before it was Authentica.
I just want to see your face for a second. And then I'll leave, I promise. Okay?
I'd qualify for a pension plan if we had one.
I've got my key right here. All you have to do is let me open the door.
Be careful.
It'll be okay. I'm sure he just needs a snack.
But...
Hey there.
What are you doing, New Girl? You can't be in here. See? You're irritating the void.
It's not a void.
Sure it is.
No. It's our friend. It cares.
About our wellness?
Yes. It helps us unburden.
You must feel so much lighter without the burden of your personality.
I have personality.
Sure. We all do. Just not too much. Not at work. That would be too complicated. You know, I once tried to wear a sweater instead of a sport coat.
I can't picture you in a sweater.
Of course you can't. Thanks to the void, we can all be our least complicated, most productive selves. Authentica!
That's a very negative way of looking at it.
Yep.
Come out of there.
Is she overriding the system?
Time to go.
Shut up, Wanda!
Who's Wanda?
HR. She thinks I don't remember, but I do, don't I, Wanda?
Listen, would you like a granola bar? Here, I have one in my purse.
You always do. But no thanks.
Don't you just find it so peaceful in here? This is nice, actually. Just being able to talk, the two of us.
Three of us.
HR, can you give us a minute?
Sure.
See?
I'm gonna jump in there.
What? No! You absolutely cannot do that.
That's where Ruth went, because of me.
I don't know who Ruth is, but I can assure you...
The girl before you. We were in love. Until she came to work here and just didn't know me anymore. I got her the job. I gave her her first key to the stupid room.
Oh.
You love your boyfriend, right? What's his name again?
Tom? Tom. It's Tom.
Okay, Tom. You love him? You gonna marry him?
I mean, I don't know.
Haven't you talked about it?
I can't remember. 575, this isn't helping you. This is your wellness time. Maybe if you just shout a little, you won't want it.
Ruth loved it in here. But she thought it was about feeling better, and it's not. It's about anger. It's about frustration. You pour that stuff into that void, and it eats it and turns it into... I don't know for sure, but we stay safe. We don't get hit by the storms, the power outages. Authentica makes more money and more money and more money.
Because of the wellness room? That doesn't sound right.
I didn't say it was right. It's just how it is. And now they've got us all in these cubicles so that we have more anger and frustration. See? This was my office back in the day. Then they made the deal with the void and moved me out there. Then the construction and the cubicles and... Here we are.
I wish you'd just have a snack.
Didn't you think it was strange when you first got here? I remember your face. You thought we were all nuts.
No. I always respected the team.
Trust me. You could see what's up.
You're really not making sense, 575.
Richard. Rich.
We're closer because we have nicknames.
I don't think that's true anymore. If it ever was.
575, I think you're forgetting the job here. We take some time for ourselves so we can be more effective out there. Corporate knows what they're doing.
You don't get it at all, do you?
I love having a job.
Even if it means working for the void?
I like yellow. I used to have a cat. I leave at 5:05 every day. On Fridays, I go to Smokey's and have four hard ciders. I'm safe and secure, and that's all that matters.
Fair enough. I'm not sure I need this anymore, though.
Everyone needs something to do with their days.
I need Ruth. And something more, something real.
You get to sit by the windows. Don't you like that?
The windows? Would that make you happier?
It seems pleasant.
Okay, tell you what. I'm going to jump in there, go find my girl. You tell Wanda that you want my window seat, then go straight home, and propose to your boyfriend.
But 575, what will corporate think?
Wanda will give you a new seat and a new name. Fiancé, probably. But stop going to Smokey's, all right? At least not with the gang. Have a life of your own.
Stop! You can't go into the void!
Sure I can. And hey, one more thing. It's okay to like cats and dogs.
You think so?
Sure.
I think so, too.
Nice knowing you, kid.
Wait! Hey, new kid. How you liking the place so far?
Great. Everything's great.
It sure is. Authentica's a great company. You put something in the fridge yet?
Sure did. Turkey sandwich.
Perfect. Oh, and look, is that a photo of yours?
Goldfish. Yep. Easiest pet there is. Never minds when I have to work late. Hey, I heard there's a bar around here where everyone hangs out.
Yes. Every Friday we go to Smokey's, just down the road. You'll have to join us.
Awesome. Oh, sorry. What's your name again?
You can call me 575. I sit over there by the windows. Best spot.
Cool.
Okay. I think you're going to do great here. Not married, are you?
Definitely not.
Good. Marriage is a terrible distraction.
Or just plain terrible. Am I right?
Absolutely right. Well, welcome to Authentica. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's 11:15.
Everybody needs to feel useful. Find something to do to fill their days. And every corporation needs a dedicated staff to keep the business world spinning. And if those needs happen to come with a little sacrifice, well, it wouldn't be the first time someone disappeared right in front of your eyes. Especially in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, William Frankie, and Nicole Grevy, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Wellness, was written by Amanda Maciel and produced by William Frankie. It was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey, and it featured Nicole Grevy as New Girl, Kirk McGee as 575, and Elena Acker as HR, along with the vocal talents of William Frankie, Sky Smith, Todd Faulkner, and Amanda Maciel. Enjoying your trips to Uncanny County? Why not consider supporting us on Patreon? You'll get access to special bonus features as well as our thanks for helping us bring our special brand of weirdness to your ears. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County. I'm off to find myself. If you see me before I get back, tell me to sit tight and lay off the time travel.